When Florida Governor Rick Scott rode into office on an anti-tax Tea Party wave, he halted the issuing of bonds to finance projects like school construction. The government watchdog Florida Tax Watch tracks public dollars. CEO Dominic Calabro says that austerity helped the state's financial outlook.
What Florida has tried to do, the governor and cabinet have tried to do, is not issue bonds, use cash more often, and pay several billion dollars to reduce Florida's long-term debt, which got up to about $27 billion.
Debt fell about $3 billion. Half of the remainder is owed on bonds for school building maintenance and construction. Those bonds are issued against a trust fund that collects revenue from taxes on utilities and landline phone and cable service, all of which are shrinking. As home appliances become more efficient, people ditch landlines for cell phones and dump cable for streaming TV. Calabro says the fund is safe for now, but suggests state officials find alternative revenues. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.